Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, we cordially invite your call right now to 844-322-2742. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it is Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear directly from you. Whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, however, the number is still the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So glad to be with you today and so glad to be with our listeners, and I hope many will take the opportunity to call. Again, the number is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. And let's talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever question that you might have, whether it's a passage of Scripture that you would like some clarification on. Maybe it's a life issue. Maybe it's fear and anxiety and worry over our current situation. There's lots and lots and lots to talk about, and we would love to talk about it with you right now, 844-322-2742. Bob, one of the things that is being talked about here in this country, in the United States of America, is freedom. And we see, you know, a lot of decisions being made, and then there's a lot of people trying to rebut those decisions, saying, are we being robbed of our freedoms, of our liberties being taken away? And I thought we would just spend a few minutes looking at freedom from God's vantage point. You know, there's over 200 countries on this planet, and there's all different variations of freedom. What freedom looks like here in America has a different look in another country, that has a different look in another country. We're certainly the freest land on the planet, but many are experiencing dynamic relationships with the Lord under very stringent conditions. Yes. Where they have no freedoms whatsoever as far as their country is concerned and their religious expression is concerned, but it's not robbing them of expressing their freedom in Christ, enjoying their freedom in Christ. Why? Because the freedom that we have in Christ is something that no one can take away. I am free to love regardless of the political environment that I live in.
Yeah.
And that's something that we need to really consider and to weigh, especially in this current pandemic. And Paul writes about that in Galatians chapter 5, and he says, "For freedom Christ has set you free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." And he's talking about law, and he's talking about the opinions of others, being fearful of the opinions of others and letting those people's opinions sway you and cause you to cave in to their way of thinking. It's another way of Paul saying, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Well, what is going to transform us? The fact that we've been set free, and that it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. So I don't have to give in to the opinions of others. And by golly, there are a ton of opinions being expressed today from every side of the aisle, both sides and in between and above it and below it. You've got opinions on everything. And I don't know why it is that we think on every issue we have to express our opinion. Like our opinion really, really matters. Half the time we're just talking off the cuff. We don't know what we're if our opinion is anchored to anything or not. But there are opinions flying all over the place.
Yeah.
So as believers, let's stick to the one opinion that matters, and that's God's opinion. What does he say? What does he think? What is he concerned with? What is he looking for in us and from us? And when we keep our eyes focused on him, then this freedom that we have in Christ can really become a joy in everyday living, regardless of what life throws at us. Now, he goes on and talks a little bit more about freedom down in verse 13. For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom. We have an opportunity to use our freedom however we choose. Now, that's dangerous, it seems like, but not when you're indwelt by the Spirit of God, not when you're led by the Spirit of God. But Paul gives a warning and says, do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. So what does our freedom look like? Well, it looks like love serving one another. And regardless of what is happening in the world around us, regardless of what governments are saying or what an illness is causing us to do, it does not rob us of the ability to serve one another in love. Yeah. Now, we may need to get creative on how we're going to do that, how we're going to go about that, but we have been set free to love others. We weren't free to do that before. We were too worried about ourselves. We were too worried about making a name for us. We were too worried about our own needs. We were too worried about our back pockets and wanting to make sure they were filled. We were too worried about us, too selfish to really consider the needs of someone else. But Christ freed us from the opinions of others, freed us from all of that, and set us on new spiritual ground, ground in which we can truly express our faith in Jesus Christ in love one for another. Mm-hmm. And that's what freedom looks like every day as far as believers are concerned. And I think it takes on new meaning in light of this global pandemic that we are facing right now.
Absolutely. Bob, thanks for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us. We'd love for you to come into the studio and be a part of this edition. If you have roughly 7 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's the live broadcast. And you can post your question directly to us if you call right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, every day we stream live video to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And to make it easy for you to join us, Greg has put links at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Just click either YouTube or Facebook and come inside to the studio and watch and listen as each program unfolds. The same is true Sunday mornings. As you shelter at home, join Bob Christopher at 9:30 for Sunday Morning Live as he shares timely and insightful messages from the Word of God. That's Sunday Morning Live, 9:30 Central, on either Facebook or YouTube. Again, link at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines. We're going to talk to our good friend Brad from O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hi, everyone. And I'll tell you what, Bob, I couldn't agree more. And You and your ministry, Andrew Farley, for years have really allowed me to be free, not only in my daily life, but to grow in grace and to learn and know God.
Well, that's the freedom we have, and no one can take that away from us. Absolutely no one.
No one. Absolutely. And I want to thank you and Bob, this ministry, I cannot emphasize it. It is spreading the gospel. That is the only thing that we are to be preaching, is all about Jesus and all about life in Jesus. And everything else is nothing but distraction. I don't care how well intentioned it is. If it's not the gospel, and I'm talking about all this prophecy stuff and all this, you know, all this is just nothing but distractions. And I am listening to a message daily, weekly, that not only has set me free, but keeps me free as I learn and grow. And I love you all dearly, and thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you, Brad. Love that you're such a significant part of Basic Gospel Nation, and love the heart that God has put in you and your just willingness to be a voice for the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll let y'all get somebody else on the phone. Thank you. I love you dearly. Bye.
Well, thanks, Brad. Great to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's a true thing that we can lose our freedoms, we can lose our lives, but you know, when you have Jesus Christ as the center and as your life, you can't be robbed of the joy of your salvation in Him.
Yes, indeed.
Well, again, 844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. Want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. Bob, this call came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, Bob. I just wanted to challenge a thought that you had put across, saying God wasn't punishing people by this pandemic. But, you know, in His Word, He says, am I not in the hurricanes and earthquakes and that? But I'm not saying to punish people. I'm thinking of, I just listened to a sermon about Jacob wrestling with God. When God causes adversaries to come against us and that, He does that to, does He not do that to draw us to Him? Not to punish, but to draw us to Him. Just thought I'd ask you about that. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that call, and you know, it gets down to the point, how do we judge things that come our way? And way too many of us, and simply because we're a part of a fallen world, simply because we came into this world as sinners, we were dead spiritually, dead in transgressions and sins. Our lives were controlled by fear of punishment, fear of death. And so when negative circumstances came our way, it was the natural judgment to say, that's a punishment from God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we read the gospel and when we understand what Jesus did for us, our minds are renewed. Yeah. We get to see things from God's perspective and realize that, no, COVID-19 is not God's judgment upon the world today. God's judgment for man's sins went upon Jesus. So we have to be clear about that, because that's truth. God's judgment for sin went upon Jesus. Jesus died in our place so that we could experience new life in Him. And that was God's goal all along, for us to be made new, to be made alive in Christ Jesus. Well, for Him to do that, He had to take away the thing that killed us, and that was sin. And that's what He did through the death of Jesus Christ. So all that's been handled. The work has been done. We're free to receive Christ, and once we've received Christ, we've been made alive together with Him. Now, as far as God's desire for mankind, God's desire is for everyone to come to know Him. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but He wants all to come to repentance. So can He use the situations that are going on in life for that purpose? Well, absolutely. Of course He can. Of course He can do that. This passage in the book of Acts is one of the most meaningful passages to me. I actually read this at my dad's funeral. And here's what Paul had to say. He's there in Athens. He's speaking to the philosophers of the day, the Stoics, the Epicureans. He's noticing that they have all kinds of altars, but there's one in the middle, and it has this inscription to an unknown God. And Paul says, I'm going to make Him known to you. I want to talk to you about this unknown God. And in verse 26, he says this, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. So that's been determined. You know, I was born in Marietta, Georgia in 1958. That's where my mom and dad lived, and that was the allotted place for me to come into this world. Why? Why there? Why not somewhere in Europe or somewhere in Asia or somewhere in Africa? Well, because God chose this spot for me for a reason, and here's the reason, that I should seek God in the hope that I might feel my way toward Him and find Him. That's why God put me in Marietta, Georgia. That's why God put me in the family that He did. That's why God filled my life with the circumstances that He filled them with, so that I could seek after Him and find Him. And I did, in the person of Jesus Christ. And certainly, wherever people are on planet Earth right now, they're experiencing some backlash and some maybe suffering and some struggles because of this COVID-19. It's global. Affecting people in 200 or more nations right now, with close to, I think, 3 million cases. Countries have shut down. Economies have shut down. People are experiencing all sorts of things because of this. But it's not God's punishment. But God, in the midst of it, can say, here I am. Call out. I'm here. And if you will seek me, you will find me. Yeah. And that's my desire. So will God use this to draw people unto himself? You bet you he will. Absolutely. Why? Because that's his desire. He wants people to come to know him. Now, he didn't send it in order for that to happen, but he will use it in that way so that people will see the truth about him in the face of Jesus Christ, and in turning to Christ will receive forgiveness and life in his name.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. I'm glad you're with us. And friends, you know, your gifts to Basic Gospel help us take the love of Jesus to unknown numbers of people, both here in North America and literally around the world. And every time someone responds to the gospel that they heard about on Basic Gospel, well, you have a part in that. And our thanks to everyone who gives to support this ongoing ministry and message of Basic Gospel. And when you give this month, we want to send you the message entitled, When God Is For You. It's an in-depth look at Romans 8. It's a terrifically encouraging message in light of the current events, of course. And you can just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and request your copy. Be sure to do that. Request your copy of When God Is For You. It's our gift to you to say thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel during the month of April. Again, basicgospel.net. Bob, did we have another caller?
We do. Let's go to Sherman, Texas, and talk with Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
My question is, I need to know the parable of the fig tree. In layman's terms, I don't understand a lot. I'm not real smart, and I would like to see if you can explain it to me.
Well, Mary, I hope we can do just that for you. As far as the fig tree, it was representative, basically, of Israel. And Jesus was looking for faith in Israel. And all through his ministry, he had very little luck in finding it. Yeah. They rejected Jesus, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And only by looking to Jesus could they express true faith. They were looking elsewhere. So as a fig tree, they were only growing leaves. They weren't producing fruit, and that's because they weren't abiding in the source, Jesus Christ himself. So he cursed it. It withered because there was no faith there, and it was symbolic of the nation of Israel. That's why he went on to answer the disciples' questions. How did the fig tree wither at once? And Jesus said, truly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. So that was the question that Jesus kind of put forth to the people of Israel. Will you have faith in the one true God and what he has brought to you in his son? And all throughout his ministry, as he put that question forward, who do people say that I am? Judge the miracles. Look at what I've done. Truly, I'm the one you're looking for. And yet at every turn, the leaders rejected Jesus as the Messiah, so much so they plotted against him to have him crucified. So he was looking for faith. He found none. The fig tree is representative of Israel. And so at the triumphal entry after that, and he goes and he cleanses the temple, it's just, there's the reality. And so he curses the fig tree as symbolism of the lack of faith in Israel.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Mary. Hope that helps.
Yeah.
It does a lot. I really appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Well, you as well, and you call anytime, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bob, we have this question from a YouTube viewer, EB. He says, what is the significance of Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus on the mountain?
Well, I think there's much significance to that, and I really love this question. I think it's a thoughtful question. It's somebody that is reading the story and asking some questions about the why. You know, why is this happening? Well, throughout Jesus's ministry, he made statements about the law and the prophets, mm-hmm. and how the law and the prophets testified about him. In John chapter 5, for example, he said, you diligently, and he's having one of those conversations, one of those testy conversations with the Jewish leaders, with the Pharisees. And he's saying, hey, you guys study the scriptures. I mean, I'll give you that. You dive in. You are looking for whatever you can in there in hopes to find eternal life. But I'm here to tell you, these scriptures testify about me, and yet you refuse to come to me to have life. It's that fig tree thing again. And so what's the significance? Well, Jesus is transfigured. Peter, James, and John are there, and they see Moses and Elijah. Well, what does Moses represent? Well, he represents the law. So what does the law do? It testifies about Jesus. It points forward to Jesus. The law was a shadow. It wasn't the real substance of things. So it was pointing forward to Jesus Christ. The prophets, they too pointed to Jesus. Elijah represented the prophets. So Moses and Elijah were standing there in one voice testifying that Jesus Christ truly is who he claimed to be. God worked through us, through the law, to help tell his story. God worked through the prophets to help tell his story. And now Jesus is here. And so all three are standing side by side in unity in one voice, mm-hmm. that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the one to whom we can look for life, for forgiveness, for everything.
Yes, indeed.
So that's the significance of Moses and Elijah being there. The Old Testament is God's testimony concerning his Son,
yeah.
through the prophets and through the law.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, we want to remind you once again of the live stream every day to Facebook and YouTube. To make it easy, as I said earlier, Greg has placed links at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net, and all you need to do is click either YouTube or Facebook and come inside the studio to watch and listen to the program as it unfolds each day. And the same is true Sunday mornings. As you shelter at home, join Bob Christopher at 9:30 for Sunday Morning Live as he shares timely and insightful messages from the Word of God. Again, that's Sunday Morning Live at 9:30 Central on either Facebook or YouTube. Link at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Also want to remind you of our online store. We have a wonderful resource for you there. It is just chock full of very insightful resources to aid your understanding of the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope you'll take advantage of it under the radio or the resources menu at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. If you have questions, well, give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. And again, that number is 844-322-2742. Also, remember, we need your help to keep the good news of Jesus Christ on the air and online. And we invite you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your April gift, we're going to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's timely message. It's called When God Is For You. Again, you can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time, same station for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.